DiscerningHearts.com presents Inside the Pages, insights from today's most compelling authors. I'm your host, Chris McGregor, and I'm delighted to be joined by Terry Barber, who is the founder of St. Joseph Communication, Inc. and Lighthouse Catholic Media. With Jesse Romero, he's the co-host of Reasons for Faith Live on EWTN Radio Network. Terry has recorded a series of episodes on St. Joseph podcast called Culture Warriors for Christ, which addresses the main societal issues affecting our culture today. He has over 30 years' experience in evangelization. With Terry Barber, we go inside the pages of How to Share Your Faith with Anyone, a practical manual for Catholic evangelization, published by Ignatius Press. Terry, thank you so much for joining me.
Chris, it's an honor to be here.
I love this book, How to Share Your Faith with Anyone. It's a very practical manual for Catholic evangelization. Just perfect. Thank you so much for writing it.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I tried to keep that in mind after 35 years of really actively sharing my faith with people. Father Joe Fessio from Ignatius Press twisted my arm and said, you need to put the stories and the principles you use into a book, and thanks be to God, we finally got it done.
It's so perfect because even for someone who has a heart to want to go out and to evangelize, the resources out there can be so daunting that it's almost, you think, do I have to consume all of this before I can begin to communicate the faith I love so much? And you've shown that, no, you don't. It's easily digestible, accessible, and can be done.
Absolutely, because, you know, I look at it this way, Chris. I was inspired to put this on paper because I realized that you didn't need a PhD or a degree in theology to share the faith. It's really quite simple. You know, we practice virtue. We look at it like Henry Newman said, you know, God created me to do some definitive service. He's committed some work for me, which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. We all have our mission. And if the connection is, it's just to, you know, fulfill your duties in your state in life with virtue. And that way you evangelize people, because people watch everything you do at work or at home or at the field.
Well, praise God you said virtue, because I think that is the thing that I think it was St. Catherine of Siena in the Dialogues at one point. The father is speaking to her, and she said, a lot of people, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but sure. a lot of people want to go out and do good things, but they don't stop and they don't ask me first whether or not I'm asking them to do that, if that is a good that I desire. But also, you'll know it's from me when it's cloaked in virtue. And today, Terry, we have so many people out there that feel compelled to go out and share the faith, but it gets caught up in sometimes anxiety and frustration, and all that comes out, and that just doesn't smack of virtue, does it?
No, and I'll give you an example, Chris, of how simple evangelization can be when you talk about virtue. You know, lots of people watch us no matter what we do, and for 20 years in my neighborhood, my wife and I would walk around the block in the afternoon after work, and it was pretty much the same time every day. And one of the neighbors around the block stopped us and said, hey, what's your secret? And I wasn't sure what they were talking about, because I held my wife's arm and she holds mine, and we just walk and talk. And she said, what's your secret? You seem so much in love with each other. You're always talking and you're holding her like you really love her. And I said, well, it's because I do, but my secret is I love God, she loves God, and we know that our love will not last because it is strong. Our love will last because we have the power to renew it. And I got that right from Archbishop Sheen's book, Three to Get Married. But my point is, for 20 years, this neighbor watched us walk and was impressed enough to come out and ask us that question. I didn't have to say a word. She's the one who brought up the conversation. That's what I'm talking about, how to share your faith with anyone. I have these stories that will encourage Catholics to be more bold. And I might add, Chris, I had an 88-year-old lady call me last week. She read my book, and she said, for all my life, I was a passive Catholic. I wouldn't speak up about my faith. I felt it was a private matter. After reading your book, I'm now changing. I am going to speak up at work, speak up at home and share my faith more openly, because I realize, you know, it's not that difficult to do. So that made me happy, and I would say that for those who would like to get a really practical book, you can go to Ignatius Press, and on their website, you can get that book. But if you want to get the book, and I can also give people a free DVD on the stories of evangelization, they can call St. Joseph's at 800-526-2151. I'll get the book and the CD. But I share this, Chris, because my heart goes out. I see this whole statement that says, when good people do nothing, evil abounds. Mm-hmm. I'm guilty of this. The Catholic Church, if all of our members were more proactive in living out their faith, boy, well, this country would be a different country. And so I want to encourage more people who say, well, I can't do that. Yes, you can. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3, in my opinion. So I just want to encourage your listeners to seriously consider getting this book, be inspired by the simplest of the stories and how they can be applied to them.
Well, more than just stories, you actually have great helps. I mean, very practical. I mean, you like to, what is it, that the 8 laws of effectively sharing?
Well, you read my book.
Yes, I sure did.
Laws, yes, and that's something that's so important. Now, you got to remember my background is a real estate. I still do real estate on the side. So I learned these laws 40 years ago as a 19-year-old kid from Al Tomczyk, who was an interrogator for the war during World War II. And these laws are irremutable, and I used them in sales. So I, as I tell people, I used to sell real estate on earth, and now I'm selling real estate in heaven by helping people evangelize. But here, I'll give you the 7. These laws are: keep it simple, keep them saying yes, get enthusiastic, show and then tell, call them by name, always agree, and ask questions. In my book, I explain all of those rules and show a biblical basis for those. And I'll just give you an example. When you're sharing the faith with somebody, if you don't call them by their name, you're not going to get their attention. They might be dreaming about the softball game tonight. But if you say, Frank, can I share something with you? Yes, what is it? So it's just basic communication skills when you're evangelizing. But these laws will help you share the good news.
With joy.
Amen.
I mean, yeah, because with joy, because the thing is that you're not doing it alone. Christ is with you every step of the way.
Well said. And I want to quote St. Augustine, because what we're trying to do is help people fall in love with God. And St. Augustine said this statement so true. It's in my book. I quote it: to fall in love with God is the greatest of romances, to seek him the greatest adventure, and to find him the greatest human achievement. See, once people fall in love with God, the life changes for them, and they realize the meaning and purpose of life. Because let's face it, Chris, the world we're living in right now acts like God doesn't exist. So as committed Catholic Christians, we have to go the extra step and really make an effort to really fall in love with God. And there's a chapter in my book called Living in the Presence of God. And that's probably my favorite chapter in the book, because that's the key to living a holy life, constantly realizing you're in the presence of God. Oh, make that as a virtue. And St. Teresa of Avila said it will become part of your disposition within 6 months if you practice this practice of the presence of God. It's exciting to be a Catholic today, Chris.
Oh, well, we're talking with Terry Barber, who was also the founder of St. Joseph Communication and Lighthouse Catholic Media. He has written a book called How to Share Your Faith with Anyone, a practical manual for Catholic evangelization. And I really encourage people to pick up a copy of this, because there are so many things in here, Terry, that you give us to help us. I mean, it also energizes us for the faith. You have been on the forefront of evangelization long before we even, I think, before we started calling it the new evangelization.
Well, all I can say is any good that we do comes from God, and I thank him for it. And I just want to multiply more workers in the vineyard. And if you're listening to this show and saying, oh, come on, Terry, you know, you've put out 30 million recordings in 35 years. You've, you know, come on, I'm not like you. Oh, wait a minute, time out. I don't have an extra gene. I'm going to encourage every person that, whether you're a coach at a soccer team, I got stories like that help you share the faith, at the grocery store, wherever you're at, this book is going to help you be a witness in a world that's dark in sin. And by sharing your Catholic faith with people, you're giving them the greatest treasure. Chris, how many of us have gone on a vacation and wanted to share it with people? I went to Hawaii. It was great. Or how many of us have gone to a restaurant, had a great meal, we tell them about the meal? But I have to ask this question. How many of us have shared our Catholic faith with people, the greatest treasure we have? Well, if you say not that often, then the book is for you, because it's going to help you have the confidence to share the faith with anyone.
I love the Ten Commandments of Evangelization.
Well, I got to tell you, that's another great challenge. I have a whole talk on that. And every commandment, I give a story, if you'll see in my book, of how that is applied. And, you know, I'll just go, if you got a minute, like, thou shalt pray always. I mean, you think about thou shalt pray always. You know, if you're not praying, then your effectiveness for evangelization is zero. Because if we're not talking to Jesus, we're not praying, then we just don't have any effect in sharing the faith. And that's why I think it's such an important law or commandment, thou shalt always pray before we go out. And I would encourage all of us to have a devotion to our guardian angels, because they're effective. I joke with people, Chris. I say the guardian angels we have a problem. They're unemployed that much right now. We need to put them to work. And our guardian angel, his role is to get you to heaven, and it helps you evangelize the other person by putting him to work and asking him to set the stage to have that other person be more open to the gospel. So those are just, you know, exciting things that Catholics can use as ordinary means to share the faith. And I don't mean to be too excited about this, Chris, but I really am, because I see a harvest of people out there in the world today, even those who come to church every Sunday but don't understand the faith or haven't been given an opportunity to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his church. And I'm asking everyone listening today to be that instrument to welcome people. Chris, I have a quick story of someone who is a simple person at a parish who does greeting when you come into the church. They're greeters.
Mm-hmm.
And for 11 years, there was a couple coming in with their little kids, coming in the same pew, and they'd always would greet the people. And this particular Sunday, the gentleman said, I decided to go to a gift store and get a gift card just to say, you're a wonderful family. Keep up the good work. God bless you. Well, when I gave him the card, they were in the pew. They started to tear up. After Mass, they said, can we talk to you? And the couple said, look, I want to thank you for that card. You made us realize that our family life is so special, because we were planning to split up after this week, and this was our last day here at Mass. But we need help. Can you help us? And they got some marriage counseling, and they're still coming to church today, 5 years later. You see how simple that can be?
Mm-hmm.
Who can, you know, reach out to people? Because people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
That just so speaks to me. I had a tremendous blessing of being in Rome during the Synod for the New Evangelization.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, well, and at the very, very end of it all, after all of the talks and all of the speeches and things like that, Pope Benedict Emeritus now, Benedict XVI, said that ultimately what it comes down to is that in the new evangelization, the church needs to be a listening church. And you see that even now with Pope Francis, the importance of honoring people's dignity by first acknowledging them in essence, where we're not talking at them, but we're hearing them, we're listening to them, and then we respond.
Well said. Well said. Chris, well, you and I are two peas in a pod, and I just want to, again, encourage the folks who are listening to get engaged, because what happens when you start sharing your faith builds up, and that's so important. I want to ask everybody, every day, ask Jesus for more faith, because if you don't do that every day, you're not going to get it. And that's a simple thing. Out of this half-hour interview, if you get one thing, Terry said to ask Jesus every day for more faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a blessing for me.
Beautiful. Now, Terry, the thing is, to go out and be an evangelizer out in the world, it almost, I know this is going to sound odd, it's almost easier going door to door or even standing on a street corner than it is to go into the family gathering at Thanksgiving.
I totally agree with you. And you know, Chris, I'm going to share a simple story that I think a lot of your folks will laugh, but it's true. It's just true. I go on a father-son hike down at the Grand Canyon, and those who have been to the Grand Canyon know how pretty that is. And I was at the Grand Canyon and watching Havasu Falls, a waterfall that was beautiful down in the canyon with a priest, a brother, and our father and son, about 30 of us. And it was beautiful. And all of a sudden, climbing down the last little cave area were some gentlemen that were motorcycle riders. And they were using rough language. And they were not like, you know, it was difficult for us to see these guys coming. And my partner, Mark, says to me, "Oh, Terry, look, they're going to spoil this." I said, "Wait a minute, let's pray." So we prayed to our guardian angel to communicate to those gentlemen up on the hill that were coming down that they'd be open to the gospel. And then I used the principles in my book, Ask Questions. I said, "Gentlemen, can I ask you a question?" They're 40 feet away. And they go, "Yeah, dude, what is it?" And I said, "Gentlemen, can you tell me what construction company built this beautiful waterfall and canyon? Was it from Los Angeles or from Phoenix?" And they looked down at me like I was crazy and said, "Man, what have you been smoking?" And I said, no. I said, "Gentlemen, would you agree God built this canyon? See how I ask questions? Get yes answers? Yeah, okay, God built this canyon." Now they're almost at my, 10 feet away. And I said, "Gentlemen, do you think it's a good idea to thank God for this beautiful canyon that we're experiencing and this waterfall?" "Yeah." And then I introduced myself, told them who we were, what we were doing, and we were very grateful that you were here to share this wonderful experience of God's creation. And then they stopped cussing. They went right into being very civil. We were able to share with them for about 30 minutes at the canyon. They went off in a very positive mode. But you see, that's how you can handle tough situations that you're in. Never fight fire with fire. Love them to death. And that's how that works.
Well, in that second portion of the book, I mean, you give us some strong suggestions on how to prepare ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have a spiritual game plan that you exercise every day.
Yep, every day. Chris, when you said the spiritual game plan, let me tell you, I don't care what you do. If you're a baseball player, you major in the fundamentals. And in our Catholic faith, I have to repeat, major in the fundamentals of our faith and our prayer. I think this is, to me, it's in the will. You've got to, St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the great theologians, he said, everybody wants to be a saint. He said, will it. That's how you do it. You will it. So you actually put into principle that you get up at a certain time, you do things that will encourage your faith by your prayer life, reception of the sacraments, and I guarantee you, when you live a life that's disciplined in the Lord, it's so much easier to overcome temptation. Like I said, living in the presence of God, I mean, let's face it, if you have a temptation, whether it's pornography or stealing or whatever, if you realize you're in the presence of God, that's going to help you say no to your lower senses. But many times, people don't think in the terms of living in the presence of God, and then we sin because we think nobody's looking. Wrong. You got your guardian angel. So when you have that become part of you, it really makes a living a virtuous life much easier.
You can't give what you don't have.
Amen. Well said. Well said, Chris.
Well,
and you know, Chris, I just want to say at the end of my book, I've got probably 15 stories of just, I'll give you one little, and this is an encouragement if we got another minute.
Oh, absolutely.
Getting people involved in your local parish is critical. And maybe 30 years ago, in the 1970s, I taught high school students, religion. And this particular story, 28 years later, it bore fruit to a point where I even knew about it. But you never know. Here's what happened. I taught the kids about the pro-life, that human life is sacred. I said, if you ever get pregnant outside of wedlock, go visit Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and ask him what you should do with regard to your baby. And I'm sure you're going to want to keep that baby because it's a human life. Well, this little girl comes up to me 28 years later at a women's conference and says, "Terry, do you remember me?" And I said, "No." She tells me, "Well, you taught me classes at St. Christopher's and blah, blah, blah." "Okay." She says, "Well, I got to tell you, I didn't finish your class because I got pregnant outside of wedlock, So I went to the Blessed Sacrament, like you said, and I saw you come in to make your holy hour, and I was in tears because my boyfriend wanted to have me commit abortion. And so when I saw you, I realized that was a sign from God that I need to keep the baby. And I said, well, praise God, I'm glad to know that. And she says, I'd like you to, I want to introduce you to my daughter, my 28-year-old daughter. Hmm. Well, you see, that was a joy to see her. It was very emotional for me. But what does that tell us? Folks, no matter, you could be teaching a class saying, oh, what am I? I'm just a teacher. 10, 15, 30 years later, the fruit can be born. And so I want to encourage all of our listeners to seriously consider volunteering something at the parish, because your faith grows when you teach the faith.
I don't, you know, want to bring on a darker light on all this, Terry, but there are in certain quarters, maybe more prevalent than before because of our modern means of social communication and everything else, just a kind of a division that can form with even in the heart of the Catholic Church when we get caught up in a lot of, can I say it, ideological differences and things like that.
Well, it's true. It's reality. I agree with you, Chris.
What can we do about that, Terry?
I've been dealing with that for 35 years, and one of the funniest things I found is you love those people to death because I'm considered Orthodox. I'll use a theological term, heterodox and Orthodox. Heterodox are people who teach the teachings of the church, but they're not faithful to the magisterial teachings. Mm. Orthodox are people who speak the truth of the teachings of Christ. Well, I always say teach the truths with charity. And so when you run into some kind of person, like maybe they're a dissenter, but they have goodwill. I assume everybody has goodwill. You love them to death. And what I always say is befriend them. Make friends with them. Because they're not going to want to hear your perspective until you befriend them. That's why I say people don't know care how much you know until they know how much you care. So in my book, I talk about establishing rapport. You need to befriend those folks at the church who don't believe in humana vitae or, you know, even a marriage between a man and a woman. You know, you've got to befriend them before you share the truths of the gospel. And that's how I would handle anyone at a parish. I've even had priests tell me, Terry, you're such a nice guy for being so Orthodox. Because his impression is, because, you know, the guys that want to stick with the faith, they're kind of stuffy. Well, that's the last thing. You have to show the joy of the Lord, and that's how you convince people to embrace the gospel, not from arguments. You can win an argument, lose a soul. You love them. Love them so much so that they go, I want what you have.
Mm. Well, I'm just recalling what good St. John told us, that God is love. And if we're going to evangelize anything, if we can't communicate that love first, then we're not communicating him.
Chris, you nailed it again. That is so true. And again, for those who want to get a copy of the book and a copy of the CD on evangelization stories, they can call us here at 800-526-2151. We'll get you the book and the CD, and you'll be off and running because I believe it's going to give you the confidence to go out and share your Catholic faith in very ordinary means. I'm not talking about, like we just talked about, sitting on a corner and saying, you know, preaching the gospel. I'm talking about living your faith at work, at home, at the ballpark. Wherever you're at, you are a witness. Because here's what the Vatican II Council said. The whole church is missionary. The work of evangelization is the fundamental task of the people of God. And that was the decree on the missionary activity of the church. And I really like what the Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, said. He said, I sense the moment has come to commit all the church's energies to a new evangelization. He said, no believer in Christ, no institution of the church can avoid the supreme duty to proclaim Christ to all people. And that's what my book is hopefully going to help people do, proclaim Christ to all people.
What I love about it so much too, Terry, it's for that person who feels they want to get involved in the parish, but it's also for the person who wants to get involved in home. I mean, for a woman to read your book who is maybe a stay-at-home mom at this point in her life, and she reads this, all of the points, you know, of the laws of how to evangelize apply to how you deal with your kids.
Oh, are you kidding? Chris, you got me all excited. Mothers have said that to me over and over again. I use your laws on my kids.
Perfect.
It is. And you know what? We have an obligation as parents, you know, to really share the faith. And many parents tell me, Terry, I really wasn't able to, I never really could share it in a way that was palatable to my kids until I read your book. I said, well, praise God. I'm glad you can do that now, because these laws that I have in this book work whether you're 100 years old or 5 years old. And I'm just excited because now if people want to have me come to their parish to do a mission on evangelization, they can just call us at 800-526-2151 or email Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, at Saint, SaintJoe.com. And I'm happy to come anywhere to basically fire up the troops.
Well, I just think that the work of St. Joseph Communication, yeah. Lighthouse Media, so many of us are familiar with just the efforts that all of you have, you know, just continually moved forward in offering to us. And the fact that even in your EWTN program, a radio program that you have on, so many other ways.
Sure. Well, I got to tell you, I'm just so excited to be part of the new evangelization. And I think all of our listeners will be just as excited as I am once you help someone fall in love with God, because it's the greatest thing on earth.
I wish we had more time. Any final thoughts?
Final thought is I just want to ask the listeners to go to the Ignatius Press website or call St. Joe's at 800-526-2151 and get started in sharing your faith with anyone. And I will make this a guarantee that when you read the book, it's going to give you the confidence to go out like that 88-year-old woman who said, now I can go out and share my faith with confidence. If you read the book, it's going to give you the tools to be a new evangelist in the church, and boy, does the church need it today.
Yep, no more excuses, folks.
Amen.
Terry Barber, thank you so much.
It's a joy, Chris, and God bless you and your family.
With Terry Barber, we've gone inside the pages of How to Share Your Faith with Anyone, a practical manual for Catholic evangelization. To learn more about this book or to obtain a copy, go to Ignatius.com, the website for its publisher, Ignatius Press. To hear and or to download this discussion along with many others, go to DiscerningHearts.com. This has been a production of DiscerningHearts.com. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. Join us next time for Inside the Pages, insights from today's most compelling authors.